We are the students of Dr. Banube Nanavati College of Pharmacy and the student council members of Public Health Office. Our committee attempts to create social awareness about the various aspects of health among the general public.
A father is someone you look up to no matter how tall you grow.
Yeah. Hello and welcome to this podcast. We are the host for today. I, Prachi Jain, and
I, Kunjal Somaya,
one of the students of Dr. Banuben Nanavati College of Pharmacy. And here we are on the behalf of Public Health Office for an exciting conversation with an absolutely amazing guest. As we speak of our today's topic, parenthood, for our ongoing campaigns called From Life to Life, let's welcome Dr. Swami Nanjundaiya.
Hi.
Hello, sir. A little bit of introduction about him. Dr. Swami is a PhD in information technology with 27 years of rich professional experience with strong exposure to the areas of data center, IT infrastructure and critical IT initiatives, currently working as the Chief Technology Officer at Ninth Dimensions IT Solutions Bangalore. On a personal front, he is a single father to a daughter who is 13 years of age now, and he has been taking her care since 2016 alone. We're so glad to have you, sir. A few words from you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Let us start with the questions without wasting any further time.
Sure.
Okay. So firstly, let us know about your daughter and the best part about being a father to her.
Yeah, my daughter is all of 13 today, but I started parenting her single-handed since she was 6 years. She is a lovely, jovial girl. She is a chatterbox who is non-stop going on. You cannot single point a moment which I don't cherish. Every moment I cherish it. But one big moment is whenever we sit at the dining table to eat together, it's more of the time like, she pushes me to finish first and then says, push her plate to me and say like, okay, now feed me. So that gives all the pleasure to be back home, de-stress yourself and be there for her. And that's been happening for years together now.
That is so cute. You must be very proud of her.
Yeah, I am.
So the next question, despite having its perks, fatherhood must be scary. What were some of the most challenging and tricky parts that you had to face, and how did you overcome them?
Quite difficult to say, what's the scariest part? The scariest part was when I came to know, I have to handle it single-handed, and I have to also be the mom in terms of, the mom of it all. And the second one was, would I be able to handle it? Would I be a good father? And throughout the time, as time passes, I learned one thing was there is nothing called as a good father or a bad father. Every father is a father, and he will do his best of his means to get the child his best environment for its survival. And of course, I had to learn to argue, kind of put my foot down, or maybe sometimes take her tantrums, resolve the conflicts among her peers, which actually most of the men or the fathers don't get involved during the rearing of the child, because there's always a mother who handles those parts for the child. But in my case, I had to be there, whenever it was. It was a challenge, but again, when we have to focus on to our specific needs, help her to find a good female role models, particularly if you have to see the celebrities. The current generation is hooking on to the internet faster. So we have to channelize their energy, and they're all full of energy the whole day. So we have to channelize that, getting them to choose the right person as their role model, look up to them. And we have to also bring everything in place for them. And we have to when she is growing up, and we have to understand a lot in terms of, you know, being a male, it's a different quality when we have to understand the female part of the thoughts. So that was challenging, that was caring. But yes, I did not worry too much on it. I took it as a challenge, and over a period of time, I was able to cope up with that. Our needs were able to do. I think I'm good at that stage at this point of time.
That sure sounded scary, and you've done a great job overcoming that challenge, it seems.
Yeah.
We'll go to the next question. So what kind of stress do you go through every day?
The first and major stress, see, any father who is also have to be working will have his official stress, and then the other stress that adds on, the which was handled by the other partner of your life, was when people come to know her peers or student, another student in her class or friend circle, come to know that she is only reared by a father. So how would her peers taunt her? The society taunts them, and how will she be able to manage that outside world? Because you cannot be there almost all the time with her. So that was one of the major stress that I had. But I think as and when it happened, the school was able to help me in certain work. The other stress is like, did she reach home in time? Did she finish her homework? Is she able to cope up with her studies? The other thing is like, on personal side, am I too difficult on her? Like setting expectations. Like, you know, we say like, you know, do your homework within 1 hour of your class. So am I being hard on that? So it was all beginning. It was tough to make her understand, but I think as time passed, I think it went and fell in its own place. It's kind of a jigsaw puzzle, you know? It gets solved one at a time. And I was able to do that. Now that she's all of 13 years, she understands the reason for the current situation. And over a period of time, you know, we are overcoming one by one stresses. Today, if you say, no, most of the stresses are gone. It's just like, you know, what's the next that we will be doing? Those kind of stresses are there. Apart from that, I think most of them I'm overcoming. And it's a learning curve. It never ends. So you learn over the period of time. And you should be willing to learn and put your energy and time into that. That's all it takes. I hope I answered your question.
Yes.
Satisfaction.
You really have a positive attitude, like in these challenging situations.
True.
Great.
The next question is a little words of wisdom kind of a question. So we are all aware about mother's parenting skills. Everyone knows it. But there is a lot of underappreciating nurturing efforts that the fathers put into. What do you have to say about that?
Parenting a child is from both ends, like both people have to do it, but situations bring into the current situation of mine similar to that, or the other way around maybe. But this is a notion that is imbibed in the society for a long period of hours. If you see, like, you know, we have seen our moms or our sisters manage their homes and be there for their kids. We have never seen our fathers being there. Fathers were generally considered as the breadwinners, if you see in the last century. So it was accepted norm, like, you know, it is always the mother who will take care of it. But I don't think it's a basic human instinct, if you see, when things go in this manner. The same parenting skills as that of mothers takes over in any human being, be it a father or be it a mother. It kicks in and it helps in carrying of the much needed parenting. And that is why it is always called as parenting and not mothering. If you see, a mothering is a different, it gets into a different meaning. So rather, we all use terms medically, legally, socially. We all use parenting. How is your child coming up? Parenting, hope you are enjoying your parenthood. That's how we call it as. So I don't think it is, it has to stay there as the society is changing. I think we also have to, you know, go forward and accept that, yes, father can also be there. And I would recommend like most of the fathers to be a part of this and change the social norms and have it accepted. And I know like most of, I too keep meeting, I live in a social society. So I also get to hear that. And but I feel like it is of the old school of thoughts, that's all. And once we start overcoming, taking responsibility due to marital problems or due to a death of a spouse or spouse timing is not being there currently. So we can, I think fathers can overcome all this and be a good parent too and can be recognized in the society.
Well said, sir. That was very wise.
Thank you.
So the next question is, were you overwhelmed by the whole lot of this responsibility and how did you get rid of that feeling?
Changes in the situation, yes, it overwhelms anybody, any individual for that matter. Yes, I too was, and I had to accept that part and the responsibility, saying like, you know, I would do that, like, you know, I will take it up, because situations brought into that. And getting rid of it was not easy part of it. But once you accept it, acceptance is the key in all this. Once you accept it and have the responsibility, you feel responsible for someone else. And that is where it all comes. And then you have to have your belief in yourself that you can do it. And your behavior that gets those feelings of maybe you lose at the end of the day, or maybe you may not be perfect. Yes, these are the feelings that come, but yes, these go away over a time. And it takes a lot of time and efforts into this part. And it's not done in a day. I think it takes over a time and it becomes easier as you are aware of the problem that it could be. And you yourself mentally get ready to face that problem. I think it was not too, I did not feel it as a challenge. I think maybe my basic instinct of parenting came in, accepted the situation and took responsibility of the situation that we are in, we got ourselves in, and believed in myself that I will bring it up, and I did that. And I think it is, you should have that feeling in yourself too. And anybody will achieve that.
You really go through the problems very calmly.
Pardon?
You have a very great approach to for solving these problems.
Solution depends on you know what you can change. You know, you can't change the problem which already started to exist in your life or in the situation at that point. And the only thing that you can change is approach towards the thing, and maybe the way you look at the solution, how do you want to solve it? Like, you know, you could walk away from the problem, that solves a problem as such. But when you look at solutions and arrive at solutions, this could also be a solution that could be accepted by other person who is also facing a similar problem. And this overall changes affect the lookout of people, how they look into the problem. So I think there is a lot of efforts towards that to be done. And I agree to that. Yes, our society has to accept these. And individually first, they have to come up with that. Yes, I can do it. I will do it, whatever it is. Then it will be good.
Yes, I totally agree.
So the next question is a little about yourself, because finding personal time in a situation like this must have been difficult. So what is your me time look like? What does your personal time look like?
That's a time that every individual, I think, will look for it. Be it a teenager to adult who goes into work or goes into college, everybody wants that me time. And that is the in thing now, where people call it, and some corporates they call it as work-life balance and me time, which we have. But given the age of the kid that I had at that time, yes, I had a difficult time to reach that. But if you look at it, yes, when we talk it out, when me and my doctor used to talk it out, sit together and explain ourselves, put our feelings out. It would make sense. And she did understand. And she did understand and she made way for my me time. Like, you know, if I said, like, I would like to watch a movie all by myself, then she would say, okay, in that case, fine, you watch a movie, I will watch another movie by myself. Or she would go out and choose her friends to be, you know, I will go to my friend, visit there and do it. And now that she is, over a period of last 6-7 years, she has grown up and she has understood those moments that I need for myself. It has come to a situation like, you know, I just need to tell her, like, I'm catching up with a friend and I'm going to the city for a cup of coffee with him or something. And yes, it's fine. And this we need, or everybody needs, when you are parenting, be it, I don't say like, you know, mothers or fathers, anybody who is a single parent would need this me time. And this me time would help in breaking up the habit of falling into a slump by yourself when it is a difficult day at work or at home. You know, you could get a complaint from the school teacher saying like the homeworks were not submitted. Like, you know, that's a time when you always stress out, but that also brings you down into a slump. So to overcome that, yes, you need a meantime. Like, you know, you sit, isolate yourself and start understanding what can be done better, how to do it. Yes, this is there. So for me, the meantime was easily achievable by just having a good heart-to-heart conversation, being open with my daughter. So I do get a lot of me times quite often nowadays.
That is good to know.
So the next question is, did balancing responsibilities of being a father and also being the sole breadwinner, if so, of the family, ever feel like a task to you?
Breadwinning, yes, that means to say you have to go to work, you have to get your salaries in time, you have your bills to pay, the EMIs to pay for work, you've got the school fees to pay. Yes, this is a responsibility. As I said earlier, when somebody understands and believes that he can overcome these feeling or the downtimes and he can accept the responsibility and go forward, that is the responsibility part of it, where we say, like, you know, you're responsible for the daily bread that puts on the table, and then there is a certain amount of cost involved for growing up of the child, education and all this stuff. Yes, it is there. There was, for me, it happened such a way that my education and my work, I was already well established in the work environment, where that did not come in between, like, you know, this change of situation did not come in between to my professional environment. Except that I had to choose sometimes to work from home, more or less, like, you know, for almost literally a couple of years, I had to take working almost half a day, 4 to 6 hours from home, whenever the child had to be, you know, be in your observation. So I had to do that. And that was the only small period of time where I had a difficulty, or else after which there was nothing. But I had held on to the values of earning as well as caring for somebody, which are as the core attributes of a father, whether he is a single father or a not. He still will be the main provider and responsible for the children. So, but importantly is there being there for the child in a personal loving relation with a child. These roles, like, you know, being there with a child and also being a provider, is intervened between them, and that binds the child much more closer than the earlier days towards the father, and that increases the bond. And I think that many men fail to understand and try that. The moment they feel like their situation is changed to a single fatherhood, they either try to, you know, look at reducing their work or going off towards the child to raid. But I think it is doable. You can take up the responsibility of being the breadwinner as well as being the father to the child. And you can enjoy that too. And I enjoy that a lot.
I can say that you're doing your best.
Yeah, doing the best. And sometimes, yes, there are situations where you have to reprimand her for not doing certain, completing her activities at school or her homework stuff. But as of course, we can do it. You know, believe me, you can still earn and be there for the child.
Yes, yes.
So there have clearly been moments where we've looked back on our journey and feel that, wow, I've come a long way. Would you like to share a few moments where you cherished being a single father?
That's there. If I were to summarize it in one line to say, I would say like from pampers to pads. Glitch on that words, because she was 6 years. She was still in her, very engaged to understand anything, and she's now grown up. So the challenge was figuring out how to do or serve into the role of both, being a mother, that's a female, feminine side of it, and also the father, which is more of a physically and a stronger version of the parent. So the challenges or the moments which I really like to, or I've done really wonders is, was like when we go to a mall, let us say, and she wants to use the washroom, taking her to the men's room and trying to say like, all the other men, please move out so that I have a daughter who needs to use it. Or going there and asking some other lady who is there if she could accompany my daughter into the women's washroom and have that used. So that was one of the, it was quite funny, but also it was wonderful, where it gave an image to my daughter, like, my dad does it. My dad really does it for me. Then there are moments like, the you being yourself, girls of this thing, and when you're younger ages, you would have played with your little ponies, the Barbies and the dolls. She would love to do that. So it's kind of dressing up them, putting nail polishes on that, the colors, the choosing the colors. These are all few moments which I still do really enjoy to play with her. And of course, there are certain moments where it's kind of saddening when in the school, when she has a play coming up or a presentation coming up, and then she feels like every other child has got their mom also present, and then she feels like, no, my mom has done that. So those moments, it's like, parents, teachers meeting, performances, sporting activities, PTMs particularly, parents, teachers meet, you have to be there. Because you know for sure the other parent is not going to be there. So you have to be there. That's a difficult part that was. And it was harder and harder for me to explain to her why. And over a period of time, it eases out, and she understands why the other parent couldn't be there and it is only the father who could be there. Then comes certain moments like shopping for clothes. Men's, it's easy. You just go wear a t-shirt over your top and then understand. For the girls, it's hard to do it. So a lot of trial and errors there. Then particularly after she came of age, then there is certain hygienic products which you have to choose, and which is very tough for a father to do that. But yes, if you understand, if you read, if you have your friends over a time, you can ask them. That's all kind of, it helps you out, and it does pretty much, it becomes easy. Now, if you ask me this thing, if I go to a mall for a hygiene product for a feminine, I can tell you which aisle has got what products and where to look for what. That's a kind of thing. It's quite funny, but yes, it happens. And believe me, for the last 6 years, I do her hair every day. I do her hair every day, morning and evening, once I go back home. And of course, she's too young to use makeup, so that's fine. But of course, I don't, my have to have limitations on those certain things. But yeah, I think she learns and it's fine. I think it's good. And I'm enjoying this. I'm enjoying this, being a father to the lovely daughter.
Thank you for sharing those heartfelt moments. We're nearing the end. We've got two more questions to go.
Please. Prachi,
over to you.
Yeah. So you've truly come a long way. Whom do you regard as your support system throughout this journey of parenthood?
Answering your question, Prachi, it looks like, you know, there is not single person that I can thank or look up or call them as my support system. No, I can't single out. I had my parents who supported me in all these endeavors in these difficult times. Then I had my sisters who did support me very strongly. And I have a couple of colleagues and friends who are women or girls, you know, they step in kind of difficulties. Like my colleague would be there for her in case I'm held up at work, because my work takes working a little late because it's a data center related work. Most of the time I have to put in late nights. So if I have to do that, I have got my coworker. She takes her up. She picks her up from the school at the end of the day, and she keeps her for the evening or the whole night if needed. And that kind of support came up. And then my parents, because we had to move in with my parents, so my parents are always there. Of course, of their age, they may not be physically strong to, you know, run behind her or play basketball with her, but the presence itself gives one confidence, saying like, you know, there is somebody in case I am not there, somebody will take care of her. And as I said, like, you know, picking up a feminine product from somewhere else, and where I'm alone, like I'm into, say my child is not with me, then it's very hard. It looks very odd to go into the aisle of the certain aisles which are meant only for feminine products. It looks odd. There are eyes looking at you. So that is the time when my girl or friends were girls who would step in and say, hey, I would pick you up the product, so don't worry, and hand it off to me. So these are all the support system that came. I think people do really extend their hands, and we have to take it at that time. Single fathers who are there in the society today, I think they may not recognize a helping hand that comes forward. I think they should take it if it is coming. They should take it, and it helps. It helps back.
It's a pleasure to hear these beautiful and enlightening stories from you.
Thank you.
And our last question is whether you have a parting message or a few words of wisdom to all our listeners listening to this podcast.
Yeah, I would try to give a message. If it is something like, if this has been heard by single fathers, if it is, I would tell them, take it easy on yourself. Take it way too easy. Don't worry too much. You know, there are days where people get into dark spots. You cannot avoid it. You cannot avoid a bad situation. It could be worse in your perspective, but you don't have to worry. You will never. A father will never be a failure in front of his kids. He will always be a success. So don't worry about it. This is the chance that life has given you to do your best in the eyes of your child. But it takes time, it takes your confidence and your efforts to do it. Please do it. And when it comes to parenting, nobody is perfect. No parenting is perfect. Even if they were together and they were parenting, or you're single parenting, nobody can be perfect. So don't drive yourself to be the perfect parent or perfect dad, as you want to be called. So don't. So when you think that you know everything, sorry, you will have nothing to lose. So you have to do that. And you have to get things under your control. And that, when you say like, I have everything in control and I know everything about parenting, then you will realize, hey, no, I don't have it. So, okay, fine. Now again, the learning begins. So you have to start learning again. So every week there will be something that you will forget. Maybe you left the homework somewhere, you misplaced it, where to figure it out. Oh, I forgot the skating gear to our school. So you have to drive back and forth home and get it. Yes, you can fix these, but there are some things which you cannot fix. Like, she wanted to go to a friend's house. You couldn't take her and drop that day. Yes, you can't fix this. That's over. But certain things you can fix, certain things you cannot fix. So don't go around and punch yourself or beat up yourself. Be happy at the end of the day, pat your back and say like, you know what, I did get through today. I did okay. My kid still loves. Because at the end of the day, when you are sitting together and trying to have your meal, she would still come up to you, give you a hug, peck your cheek and say like, you know, I love you. And that's all what you want. That's all what you're working hard for the whole day. And believe me, this is not the only worst place. There could be much, much, much more worse place that you could land up in tomorrow. So this is the best moments that you have. Enjoy your fatherhood. Enjoy parenting the child as a single father. I would say if you are there, don't worry. You will be a success in front of your child. So go ahead, take up your stride and walk it forward.
You truly are a superhero to your child, like every father. It was such a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for taking out your precious time to talk to us.
Thank you. Thank you, Kunjan and Prachi, for having me over.